And as I was mentioning, the senior doctors in Zimbabwe have downed tools and they're supporting their junior counterparts who went on strike before them demanding higher pay. That didn't work out. 450 of them roughly are now without jobs in that country. And you can imagine what pressure it's put on a system that is already, deteriorating and also ailing, I think is fair to say. So let's find out from our Zimbabwean correspondent, Ryan Truscott, exactly what the situation looks like in that country right now. Hi there, Ryan. Any response from government as to this decision that senior doctors have made that they too are going to down tools?
Well, Health Minister Obadiah Moyo said yesterday at a cabinet meeting that he was unaware of a strike by senior doctors, but the 200 or so senior doctors did say that they were withdrawing their services. As you mentioned, they want their junior colleagues reinstated after more than 450 have been fired for going on strike since September the 3rd. But the government's unlikely to reinstate these fired doctors. In fact, the health minister was saying that the government will advertise for replacements this week. Now, it's not clear if that'll be possible because Zimbabwe doesn't have enough qualified doctors to replace those who've been fired. So perhaps they are anticipating that these fired doctors will reapply for their jobs. But in a hard-hitting statement, the Senior Doctors Association said today that that's not going to happen. They say that hospitals have become death traps, those were their words, and that doctors don't have the equipment to do their jobs. And so it's not just about pay. But these senior doctors, who include specialists, they were the ones that were keeping the hospitals running. They say that without with their departure, it means that there'll be no public hospitals for the time being, and that's been corroborated by eyewitness reports. People who go to these public hospitals in Harare are saying that they are deserted. People aren't going there because they know that there's no help to be had there.
Well, I was going to ask you what contingency plans are in place, but clearly, Ryan, there can't be any contingency plans if the government itself doesn't admit that it knows about any strike.
That's right. As far as we know, there are no contingency plans. Usually, in a crisis like this, they call in the army doctors to fill the breach, but there aren't enough of them to make a difference. And also, there are limits to what army doctors can do because they face the same challenges as their civilian colleagues. They don't have equipment to do their jobs properly. I mean, the hospitals here are short of equipment, they're short of drugs and consumables. So until the economic fortunes of the country change or until the government gives in to the demand of the doctors for their pay to be pegged to the US dollar exchange rate, then this crisis looks likely to continue.
Ryan, with this withdrawal of services by both senior and junior doctors, is the system under stress to the point that it could actually collapse?
Yeah, I think many would say that that's already happened. I mean, this crisis is causing untold suffering and also loss of life. Many women are having to give birth at home in unsafe conditions. Others have turned to mission hospitals, but those have now become overwhelmed. I read a tweet today by someone who said his friend's father, who was suffering from diabetes, had tried to go to a popular mission hospital, but he'd been turned away because there were too many people there, and he'd subsequently died. And that's likely just one of many tragedies as a result of this ongoing crisis. Many here are also angry that amid all of this, top government officials still travel outside the country for their medical needs. It was something we saw former President Robert Mugabe doing a lot when he was in power. But now we've had Vice President Constantino Chiwenga. He's been abroad in hospital in China for 4 months, and he's got back now, and state media have been giving regular updates on how well he's looking after getting that treatment abroad. But for many people, yeah, I think, who are suffering here at home, it's just rubbing salt in their wounds.
Very sad indeed. Ryan Truscott, thank you so much for bringing us the latest on that story live to us there from Zimbabwe.